Hey, good morning. Thanks for joining us. This is B2B Tips Thursday. A little slight change of the name. Used to just be B2B Thursday, but for some reason I got a wild hair to change the name today, so I did. Because I'm the dictator, so I pretty much can. Anyway, the Guyer Cook Report, B2B Thursday. The tips are available if you go to this link at the Guyer Cook Report. .podbean.com and check it out. You can click on the link there and you'll come up with this. Now, what this is, B2B Tips Thursday, we're talking about some do's and don'ts that Diana Herzan, the president of the Service Guide, put up. This is really good content. I invite you to take a look. There's a link. Check them out, theserviceguide.com. And one of the things that she talked about today in helping businesses to take themselves to new heights by adopting a trust-focused plan. And they go into greater detail on that on the site. But one of the things that caught my eye is, do you make it easy for customers to provide reviews for you? Not testimonials, but reviews. And so she listed these examples. Have it online. Like LinkedIn is one place you can get a review, by email, over the phone, on paper, by fax, and through the mail. I guess that's not very flattering if I cut her head off. And so there you have it. There's a list of six ways that they can get in touch with you. Get notifications on these notes, that blue button there on the side. You'll see it right there. Oh, it's right there. And click on that, and then you'll be notified by email when there's a new update in the show notes. So thanks to the patrons. Thanks to Fraser Ramsey from EdvardDusters.co.uk. He's part of that podcast that we take part in from time to time, Hattrick and Ramsey Unleashed. The people that make this happen too are the digital diva Eileen Smith. Happy birthday. It was just her birthday. I think yesterday was the day. And she told us about Screencast-O-Matic, a great tool that we use to record this with every day so that you can watch it on YouTube. If you go to youtube.com, whack guy or cook, or like I said, you can just listen if you go to the Guy or Cook Report. Podbean.com. Once I get it edited and uploaded into YouTube, there'll be a link on that guyrcook.podbean.com so you can watch it there if you choose. If you're driving, better just listen. And so, thanks to all the people that helped to make this possible. Patrons, we love you. And so, I'm going to go back up to the top. It's a quick one today. Check out theserviceguide.com. I'll see you tomorrow. It's a wrap.